You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, April 10th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
How do you have, good neighbor?
Happy Friday. It is Friday.
It is.
Yeah, got to remind you that it's Friday. Don't forget, brush your teeth, change your PJs, change your position on your couch, turn the cushions over. You notice after you've been home for 3 weeks, you need to turn the cushions over on
Probably wash the sheets, too, blankets, stuff.
Towels, things like that. All right, some random facts for
you. You need to wash the towels because you're not taking a shower.
Well, every morning we take a shower here on the Big Boss Show. Come on now. All right, here we go. Some random facts for Friday.
All right.
The term for the space underneath a staircase. Do you know what that's called? You watch a lot of HGTV. They probably haven't mentioned this.
Storage.
No.
What?
It's called a spandrel.
Huh?
Spandrel. S-P-A-N-D-R-E-L. That's the space underneath.
I've never heard
staircase.
Anybody refer to it as a spandrel.
That's why we have random facts.
Wow.
You should let the Property Brothers know. Michael Crichton is the only person who's ever had a book, TV show, and movie all top the charts at the same time.
Hmm.
It happened in 1994 when Disclosure was the number one New York Times bestseller. ER was the number one TV show, in Jurassic Park, number one movie at the box office.
Wow.
He had a couple of home runs in his life. I will say that.
That was like an Emmy, Oscar, and Grammy.
I don't know if he even got any awards for him, but certainly he...
No, but he got the trifecta there.
He made the money. He made the bucks. The first e-book was the Declaration of Independence.
Are you serious?
A student at University of Illinois digitized it to distribute around the world in 1971, before there was such a thing as Kindle and the internet.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go.
Huh.
Some random facts for Friday.
All right, then.
I'm ready for this. How about you?
Sure.
It's time for the Who Cares News. Lay it on me.
Well,
What's up? It's
been over a year since our national nightmare began.
Oh.
The college admissions scandal that rocked the world.
Oh, yeah. It rocked the world, all right.
This week, federal prosecutors have released the rowing photos.
Oh, no.
Rowing photos.
Yeah. Oh, my. I remember this.
It's the ones they claim Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo Giannulli supplied to get their girls, Olivia Jade and Isabella Rose, into the University of Southern California. In new court documents filed on Wednesday, which is part of the FBI's case, daughters Olivia and Isabella. Woo!
Been a long morning for you, has it? Already? Oh my gosh.
Sure.
Can't even read.
They're shown with their faces blurred, posing
on
ERG
really?
Machines in activewear.
Wow. Faces blurred, huh?
Faces blurred.
I'm sure they're blurred for the press. I'm sure they were not blurred for the USC admissions.
Nope.
No. Yeah.
So according to prosecutors in the court docs, Massimo, he emailed college admissions scam ringleader Rick Singer.
Oh, yeah. We've heard that name before.
He emailed his older daughter's rowing photo in 2016.
Okay. All right.
Now, after Isabella was accepted, Giannulli sent an email to his financial advisor, according to prosecutors. And he wrote, "Hey, good news. My older daughter is in USC. Bad news is I had to work the system."
Guilty. They're saying they didn't realize that the bribe money was being used as a bribe so much as they thought they were making a charitable contribution.
Well, Aunt Becky should say, "Hey, he did the email and he said I.
See, it worked for William H. Macy. Felicity Huffman took the fall for them. So,
and as we know, neither daughter participated in rowing.
Yeah, but you said that the pictures were them in athletic wear or active wear on an ERG machine, which is not a boat. It's a rowing. I mean, we all do the rowing thing. Well, we're supposed to. You know, when we used to have a gym membership. Remember, you used to go to the gym every day before this whole Corona thing happened.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And they had
years
the rowing machines
before it happened. But yeah, okay. But it is before it happened, yes.
Maybe he was just sending it. That doesn't prove anything. He's just proving that his daughters went to the gym.
He had to work the system. Do you think celebrities are quarantining at home alone with their kids as they should be to slow the spread of coronavirus?
Alone? You say the word alone? I don't think celebrities are alone at all when they're at home. The bigger name they are, the more staff. We talked about this yesterday. The more staff they have quarantining mm-hmm. with them yeah. at home.
Yes.
You know, they definitely got the maid service. They probably have a cook. They have a chauffeur.
Uh-huh.
They need a car washer. They got a groundskeeper. And they need nannies. If they got kids,
yes.
they need and they have nannies.
Uh-huh.
Everybody that I've known that had money, which I can count on less than one hand, had nannies. And they brought them their children all dressed in like Mary Poppins. They were all, you know, bathed
like
and dressed.
Abbey.
And, yeah. Here you go. Come see the children. Okay. There's your 5 minutes today.
See you, Mommy,
I'll
Daddy.
Take them back to the nursery for you. Yes, Mom. Yeah, no, I think that's what's going on.
Well, we know Kelly Clarkson and her husband and their kids are sequestered in their Montana ranch.
Okay.
In
Montana.
Cabin
okay.
There.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel claim they're stuck alone with their 5-year-old son, Silas. So the couple were interviewed from this week from
yeah.
also their Montana home.
Is everybody living in? I think that's where everybody lives now. It's actually been that way for a while. I do know that for a fact because I think Michael J. Fox lives in Montana. A bunch
oh,
of
really?
Folks. Yeah, this is like where you get away from everybody because there's nothing in Montana.
Well, evidently they're celebrities.
Big sky. Well, I'll look at Kanye West as he's going to Wyoming, right? Which is close.
Yes.
Yeah, he's taking over
Wyoming.
Montana
said no.
Yes, they probably said no to Kanye West. No, thanks. You can have him, Wyoming. You can have him. We don't need him. We got Michael J. Fox. We really don't have room for any other celebs.
That's right. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, they're isolating with their 5-year-old son.
Okay, in Montana.
They were interviewed this week, and they both said that 24-hour parenting is just not human.
Okay, now stop. Stop
right.
with this crap. Most of us that listen to this program have raised children.
Lots of them.
And hopefully most of us made it through without murdering one of them or strangling a spouse. So, you know, I don't get this whole, these celebrities. Come on. They're into 24-hour
yeah.
parenting.
She says they're
butt.
Covered in Legos.
My butt.
That's a good thing.
As long as you don't step
on
them with bare feet. Right.
Right.
Okay. All right. That's it for us today. You know who's probably quarantining at home and has a nanny, and that would be Halle Berry. And maybe it's the nanny's high heels that her son was wearing. I think her son is 6 years old.
Does she need a nanny at this point?
Yeah, I think she does. Yeah. J-Lo had offered a bunch of advice for people who are quarantining, but they interviewed her on her way out of the gym. I didn't know there was a gym open. In Florida.
Probably open just for
in
her.
In Florida.
Why doesn't she have a gym at her house like all rich
well,
people?
You know what? You got to be seen. Because when they stop putting your face on the cover of the tabloids, uh-huh. your career is over.
True.
That's what happened to me. I'm out of here. You're out of here. Have a good weekend. See you on Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.